Argentina was supposed to make an $805 million payment to the World Bank yesterday, but President Eduardo Duhalde says it will only pay the interest of $77 million. Scott Goldberg reports.
As a general rule, Argentines have grown way too skeptical to believe promises a politician makes. Every day they hold protests and hold their leaders responsible for policies that shrunk the economy by 22% in just 4 years and threw millions of people out of work. But the peso had been holding steady, inflation rates had dropped to almost zero, and the country badly wanted to believe President Eduardo Duhalde this week when he said the worst of the crisis is behind us. Then Duhalde announced Argentina couldn't afford to pay a big debt, and anyone who let hopes get high got a serious reality check.
It's an undesired event, but it does not mean that the world ends for Argentina today.
Vladimir Verning is J.P. Morgan's chief economist for Argentina and Chile. He says Duhalde's decision will raise new questions around the world about whether Buenos Aires can keep its promises. But Verning says the skipped payment to the World Bank won't end talks between Argentina and another lender, the International Monetary Fund, nor will it plunge Argentina deeper into the hole it's been struggling to climb out of.
The stabilization of the economic cycle, stabilization of inflation, stabilization of the labor markets that we've seen in recent months in Argentina have all occurred before an IMF program was in place.
The IMF has been running marathon negotiations with the Duhalde government since last December. That's when the IMF cut off financial aid and Argentina defaulted on a record-breaking $141 billion of foreign debt. The challenge for President Duhalde's government has been convincing the IMF it deserves the financial aid previous administrations didn't. But the president doesn't have much time. He called for early elections and he wants to leave office next May. That means a Duhalde accord with the IMF would likely be a short-term deal to help Argentina pay debts like the money it owes the World Bank. It will be up to the next president to find a long-term solution to the problems plaguing Argentina and find a way to rebuild this once-rich nation where more than half of the 35 million people are now living in poverty. For NPR News, I'm Scott Goldberg in Buenos Aires.